We've been here since last Monday week. We've this well flagged in advance that there was going to be long delays for the roadworks here. The reasoning behind the works this time of the year is because we're standing here outside Rathcormac School, one of the largest primary schools in the south, in the North Sligo area, and they're on holidays. To put it very bluntly, the level of abuse and racial abuse that our TM operatives have been receiving for the last 2 weeks has been off the charts. And we've been recording number plates since Monday. They're going to be passed on to the Gardaí in Grange, and people can expect to be followed up.
And what kind of things have people been saying?
Well, I don't think I can say that in this thing, but we have gentlemen of they're foreign. They've actually been resident in Ireland since they've been 10, 12 years of age. They're more Irish than they are their own nationality, and to be called a black, you know, you can understand the next word by numerous different people. And hand gestures and all that kind of stuff, and it's not acceptable in this day and age.
And how are they feeling, those workers who have been verbally abused?
I suppose we're used to it being on the side of the road. Still not good enough. They've been quite okay with it. Just it's the level of it has been actually very, concerning at this stage. But as I said, since Monday we're recording number plates, and they will be passed on to the Gardaí for them to deal with after that.
You say you're used to it, Brian. Verbal abuse, but surely it's totally unacceptable.
It's completely unacceptable, but it goes with the territory now. People just think, you know, if you just look at all the online abuse that's been going on, people are experts in all this roadworks. Gladly they can swap shoes with any of us here and see you for a couple of days if they want, but we're here to do a job. We're on programme. We'll be finished Friday. That was the whole aim.
You've been a contractor, obviously, in this job for quite some time. You kind of touched on, is this the worst level of abuse that you have got ever?
This is actually. It actually has been the worst. I surprised myself at the level of it.
There was talk by some people who you've kind of said might term themselves as experts, saying that these roadworks could have been done at night time.
Quite literally, at night time, the nature of this works couldn't be done at night. Also, the level of traffic here during the night isn't substantially less than during the day. Also, our planning licence doesn't allow us to operate after 6 p.m. So, like, people can't have it on both sides of the coin. You know, we have to abide by the planning regulations as best we can as well. So, it's not an option in this particular scheme. We do work in town, you know, in certain locations in town, we do it out of hours. We make arrangements to do that. This wasn't one of those schemes. There's also a huge additional cost.
And these are the very people who would use this road regularly and will be happy once the upgrade is complete.
Anyone that has driven this road in the last 2 years will see that this road has been falling apart. And it's been quite dangerous for a lot of road users, particularly vulnerable road users like cyclists or anyone like that. This road has been in a very bad state. So, you know, we plan to get it done and we're going to get it done.
It must be a bit disheartening for yourself as a contractor, Brian, you know, to see your workers so badly abused. And we can see that they're shoulder the wheel here trying to get the work done on schedule.
It's been a tough, this will be the second week. It's been a tough 2 weeks. But as I said, you know, we've worked into the evening, we've worked long days. You know, people might drive by and say, oh, the lads are having tea and coffee. That's maybe fine. They haven't seen what's been going on since 7:30 in the morning till 7 in the evening. So this week has been quite good because, you know, the work is more controlled. We've been finished every evening at 5. Again today we should be finished by 5, you know, and the main work is completed. So I'm happy enough, but disappointed as well.
You mentioned that you're recording number plates. You've obviously been in touch with the Gardaí. It's a serious matter and it's one for them ultimately to sort out.
We will be passing on the registration numbers of people, and it'll be up to the Gardaí after that. We're not in a position to do anything about it ourselves. We'll be passing it on to the Gardaí. The local authority have been quite supportive as well. They know what's been going on. They've actually witnessed it themselves. So they know what's been happening here. And I think, again, there's a fair level of surprise at the amount and the level of the abuse.
Paul, you're one of the staff here working on the roadworks in Rathcormac. Tell us about this incident that happened, as you've heard it, to one of your colleagues.
Basically, people shouting out the window while the stop and go is in place. People are frustrated, which is normal enough.
And they will
shout out when somebody individual shouted something he shouldn't shout out to a non-Irish person. an ethnic slur or whatever. So.
And I also understand that some motorists aren't, or they're disobeying the workers who are trying to direct them in the traffic.
Yeah, there'd be a bit of that, but that's par for the course for the job it is. People do that all the time. It's not, it wouldn't be any different here than in Dublin or Cork or Limerick. It's just one of those things.
But surely...
It's people's behaviour. It's the way people's behaviour is.
But this particular incident where a racial slur was made to one of your colleagues, how was he feeling after it? Were you chatting to him? How was he feeling after that happened?
Well, I think he took it as best he could. He wouldn't have been happy with it, but it wouldn't be the first... I'd say he told me it wouldn't be the first time he's heard it either. Like, so it's just one of those things that are ethnically different from the people here, and they're going to use anything they can against you. So that's...
But not that it matters, but this fella, I understand, has been living in Longford a long time.
Oh, yeah, he grew up in Longford. His father, I think, is Brazilian man. So he's a young Brazilian lad. He's over here. He went to school in Ballymahon, worked in Ballymahon.
What's the message to motorists and all road users who are passing in and out of Rathcormac this week?
Just have a bit of understanding for the job that's on, and it'll be over as quick as we can. We don't want to be here any longer than we have to, and we won't be. So just have a bit of patience, basically.
And ultimately a bit of respect for yourselves.
And a bit of respect, yeah, for both themselves and for the people working on the road.